Now, for just under 15 years, from 1928 until 1941, a monument to the American President Woodrow Wilson stood in front of Prague's main railway station. It was a mark of gratitude to a man who played a crucial role in this country's independence. It's hard to imagine the creation of an independent Czechoslovakia without Wilson and his commitment to self-determination. In 1941, Wilson's statue was torn down by the Nazis after Germany declared war on the US. Now, almost 70 years later, a group called the American Friends of the Czech Republic is spearheading a campaign to restore it. Earlier, Rob Cameron spoke to the group's founder, Robert Dubek, from his home in Washington.
The Wilson Monument was a 11-foot or 3-metre bronze statue which depicted Woodrow Wilson at the Versailles Peace Conference, standing in front of a chair, which is bedecked with an American flag, and holding his hands raised in what is deemed to be a Protestant blessing, with the symbolism of blessing the new Czechoslovak democracy. The bronze statue stood upon a 4.5-meter pedestal, which then was on a lower base, and on the base were the words, in both English and Czech, "The world must be made safe for democracy."
And do we know what happened to it, Bob?
Well, yes, to the best of our knowledge, Pearl Harbor was attacked on December 7th, 1941. The United States Congress declared war on Japan and Germany, I believe, on December 10th. And on the night of December 11th, the monument was torn down upon the orders of the Reichsprotector, Reinhard Heydrich. And to our knowledge, the bronze casting was probably melted down to make bullets for the German army, and the pedestal was also destroyed.
Now, you're spearheading this campaign to have the monument of Woodrow Wilson restored to the Czech capital. What stage is that project at now?
Well, we are at the point where in February, after a selection process lasting 9 months, out of 13 proposals which we received from teams of Czech sculptors, we selected a sculptor team, and we have put them under contract. They have rented a studio in Prague and are currently underway in creating the aperture and the framework for the statue.
And will that be an exact replica of the statue that once stood, or will it be an interpretation?
It will not be an interpretation. The intention is to recreate as closely as possible the work of the original sculptor Alban Polášek, who is Czech-born in Moravia, but headed the sculpture department at the Art Institute of Chicago for 30 years, from 1920 to 1950.
Will you also want to put the sculpture back in exactly the same place where it was before 1941?
Well, it would have been ideal, but the communist government in the 1970s established an addition to the train station, which faces the original Wilson station, and they built a very ugly 6-lane highway directly running back and forth in front of the facade of the station. So the original location is now a parking lot, a rooftop parking lot, so it's really not appropriate. So the new monument will face the center of the facade of the station addition as the original faced the facade of the original station.
Robert Dubek on his attempts to restore a monument to American President Woodrow Wilson in Prague. He was speaking there to Rob Cameron.